WA. I'm making cake for someone's special cake day. Classic angel cake. Other flowers here. Just so you know, I'm naked. Classic angel food cake. It serves 10 to 12. For ingredients, we need for the elderflower syrup 4 cups of water, 4 cups of sugar, 20 elderflower heads, the skin and juice of 2 lemons. And to make our cake, we need 1 cup sifted cake, sifted, 1 cup sifted cake flour, 1.5 cups of super fine sugar, 14 large egg whites, 1¾ cups water and room temperature, 1 tablespoon warm water. Fuck, this is noisy. 1 tablespoon warm water, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 tablespoons cream of tartar, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, and for serving, whipped cream and berries. Directions. Make the elderflower syrup in a heavy saucepan. Combine water and sugar and bring to a simmer over heat, stirring occasionally until simple syrup is dissolved. Remove from heat and set aside. Remove the elderflower heads from their stems, discarding stems and placing heads in a large heat-safe bowl. Add lemon skin and juice to bowl and pour simple syrup into bowl, stirring to combine. Cover the bowl with plastic wrap or a towel and allow it to sit at room temperature for at least 2 days and up to 4 days. Strain syrup through a cheesecloth-lined sieve and discard solids. Syrup can be served in an airtight container for several weeks. Cover the bowl with plastic wrap or a towel and allow it to sit at room temperature for at least 2 days and up to 4 days. strains through a cheesecloth lined sieve and discard solids. Syrup can be stored in an airtight container for several weeks. Oh, yes. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. With a fine sieve, sift together flour and 3/4 cup sugar 4 times. In the bowl of a standard mixer on medium speed, beat together egg whites and water until foamy. Add salt, cream of tartar, and vanilla. Beat until soft peaks form. Increase speed to medium high. Maybe I should increase speed. Increase speed to medium high and sprinkle in remaining sugar 1 teaspoon at a time. Beat until stiff, but not beat until stiff, but not dry. I don't know if you could tell, but I changed positions. Transfer to a large bowl in 6 additions. Sift dry ingredients over meringue, folding in quickly but gently. Pour batter into an ungreased 10-inch tube pan with removable bottom. Smooth top with an offset spatula. Run a knife through batter to release air bubbles. Bake for 35 to 40 minutes until golden brown and springy to touch. Invert pan on its legs or over the neck of a glass bottle and let cool completely about 1 hour. Carefully run a long offset spatula or knife around the inner and outer perimeter of the pan to release cake. Place on a plate, bottom side up. Cover with plastic wrap until ready to use. Serve each slice with some elderflower syrup poured around the base and whipped cream and berries on top. Oh, yeah, finally. Oh, yeah. So, that's the recipe for angel food cake. Best served with tea. Enjoy. And happy cake day, DG.